This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good. Andy, it's trill. Not this weather, but everything else is trill around this thing. But I got the heads up from the weather people on TV. It's about to end, Andy.
Yeah, I think we're earning a really good weekend.
What you looking like that for?
Not the world, Bo. No, just
the rain.
Bo's like, oh God, Armageddon.
Bo looked at me like, oh my God.
I think Bo's excited. He's like, I've been prepping for this.
Wait, yeah. What's about to end? There's nobody that is ready for it but him. And then my main man John Shirker had the bag. He had the bag already. When if Armageddon was coming, he was going to be ready.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I guess there was an event in Spain a couple of weeks ago where their power grid just went down, mm-hmm. like, and it was down for longer than normal, and the people, like the Spanish preppers, were actually like killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's an increase of people in Spain that are like, you know what, maybe these preppers weren't so crazy. Like maybe having a bunker stocked with ammunition and non-perishable items is a good idea.
I'm just telling you, dog.
What are you telling me?
I'm just telling you right now, man. Better get ready for it, dog. Like, if it was ended today.
Well, my whole house is a bunker, or filled with them.
Yeah, filled with them, but I'm just like, are we ready for if something like that? We got plenty of batteries.
Oh, I'm not. I'll be one of the first to die.
I think we're the last people on Earth to have D batteries.
Oh, yeah.
We got so many damn D batteries. I don't know, and I'm talking about
those are the square ones?
The big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been transferred from house to house. I'm telling you, we had them D batteries in Florida. They had to. Because I was like, I don't remember nothing in this house that uses D batteries. And so if you need flashlights and all that, we got all that. But I'm just saying, we got more damn D batteries than we need to do it.
So you guys got the D batteries.
We got plenty of D batteries.
We got lots of candles and votives.
Yeah, we got candles.
So we're going to be able to keep the light on for a little bit.
We had a conversation.
We were supposed to get rid of them, and then somehow we didn't, and then somebody needed them for something, and then my wife was like, good thing we kept all those votives.
Oh,
so, like, one time in 7 years justified the hoarding.
Right.
So now all the – by the way, I told you guys yesterday, and I guess I don't get to brag because it's my own problem, but, like, I told you more pillows were coming.
I know. You said
I knew
the picture.
More pillows
you said
were
the
coming.
Picture.
Yeah, I just knew it. I knew – and I could feel it. Like, I could – it was like a tingle,
right,
you know?
Right,
a little spidey
right.
sense. Showed up at home yesterday, two more pillows.
Yeah. And that's the thing about
why?
It.
Why? What happened?
I don't understand, because your wife does my wife, and like they'll go, because my wife loves TJ Maxx. Loves TJ Maxx.
Yeah, that's where my wife got them.
Yes.
Or Home Goods, which is
yeah,
the same
one of those,
thing.
And will come home with a pillow, though. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, you brought home a pillow. For what? Okay, then a month later, it'd be two pillows. Mm-hmm. Just random ass. She like she buys the randomest ass, like, shower curtain rods. We have doors. What the hell we need a shower curtain rod for?
We need a shower curtain rod. Just in case.
Just exactly.
He's prepping.
Just in case.
He's prepping
That's what I'm saying, man. So, yeah, we're not ready for all that. But if you need deep batteries, McMichaels, we got you.
All right, good.
We got you.
Good to know. Yeah. Now, it's I wouldn't say it's doomsday, but the season came to an end last night for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, man.
Out with a whimper. The Thunder knew that they broke them at the end of game four, and they said, look, if we just put our foot on these guys' necks for about 10 minutes, they're all on the beach
already. Yeah, man.
And they were. They were. A very unimpressive closeout game performance by every single member of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Although I think Terrence Shannon played hard. But outside of that, Everybody played pretty terrible. They were drastically overmatched. That still doesn't mean you have to phone it in the closeout game, but they did. And now the Oklahoma City Thunder are headed to the NBA Finals.
I knew this was over, Andy. They gave the Minnesota Timberwolves four straight open corner threes. Yeah. And they missed all of them.
Be our guest.
All of them. I was like, oh, this is a wrap. And then they got out and they just kept running. And I'm screaming at the TV, go, go, go. And he would initially, he would finally go. And he got to the hole. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just the overall, just defensive pack of wild dogs that the damn Oklahoma City Thunder play. I was asking you a question before the show. I was like, do they have the best four perimeter defenders since Jordan, Pippen, Harper, Rodman?
I mean, I would say that their half-court defense is the best I've seen in decades.
I mean, that's
such a hard thing to remember off the top of your head and quantify and all that. But, like, obviously those guys were incredible.
Unbelievable.
And this, this feels like a championship run, that's for sure.
Yes.
You just don't see teams play like that in this era consistently, and they've been able to do it for obviously this entire playoff run, but they've been doing it for 2 years now, man. Ever since they put all these guys together. I don't know. Like, I don't know how anybody in this NBA right now, I don't know how you break that down because those guys are so committed to what they do, and it starts with their best guy.
Like, yeah, man.
Shea's out there doing dirty work too. Like, they just have dudes that are dedicated to making your life miserable on
defense
for 48 minutes.
And I'm talking about picking you up full court.
Yep.
And that's what they're going to do, whoever they play in the next round. I mean, they are a disruptive team, and they have a all-world player, and everybody knows their role, and everybody's fine with their role. It ain't because everybody knows whose team it is, who's the face, all these different things. But the way he plays, and especially how he appreciates them, and I remember, when I first started watching, post-game, and all of them will be together, and some people had a problem with that.
Yeah, people thought it was like a gimmick, or they were being corny or something like that.
Yeah, but
that.
That's their thing right there,
works,
man.
And they are, it seems real to me.
It's 100% real, and they are joined at the hip, man, and it starts with him. But when they're playing like that, and when J-Dub is playing the way he's playing, and then you got Chet doing what he's doing, and then Dort and Caruso, and them dudes just swarming you. They're going to sweep whoever comes out east.
There's a chance.
Yeah. There's a possibility.
There's a possibility.
Sweep. Yeah.
I think the Pacers, if it's the Pacers, which I think it'll be the Pacers, whether it's tonight or in game six, I think the one thing that the Pacers have that'll help them that the Timberwolves don't have and a lot of teams don't is obviously they're at their best when Halliburton has the ball in his hands.
Right.
But they have other guys that are kind of release valves
they
can handle the basketball and take some of the pressure. And Halliburton can get off the ball a little bit and they can switch it up. Like, they have more answers to that kind of stuff.
Right.
They don't have enough answers.
Right.
Like, whether it's 5-6, whatever it's going to be, 4 if it's a sweep. I think the Thunder are just a couple weeks away from being NBA champions. But that's what the Timberwolves' biggest problem is. I know that a lot of the focus today and probably for part of the offseason is going to be questioning whether or not Anthony Edwards is this, that, or the other thing. And that's fine. Like, he didn't play well last night for sure. There's no doubt. And I think in the series in general, he didn't play particularly well outside of game three. But they need a secondary ball handler.
Yes.
Like, I don't even mean like a...
Not a point guard.
They don't. Just somebody who can take the basketball.
They need to go like him. Not Anthony Edwards, but I'm talking about a wing guy that can handle the ball.
Yeah, somebody... Yes. And it could be a point guard. Like, it could be.
A bigger point
guard. They have to upgrade Conley. Like, Conley is a great career, like, really wonderful player, but, like, they needed to upgrade him after last year, and they did other stuff, which made sense. Like, I understand why they made the moves that they made, and they'll have questions to ask about what they want to do with the future of Julius Randle and Naz Reid and guys like that. But the biggest thing that they need to do, I think those guys are generally fine and important. They have to find someone else who can be in the starting five that can take the basketball when they're getting bombarded like that, and they don't have one.
They don't.
So
they don't. And you're like, you're looking at where Minnesota is. I know Julius has. I think all three guys have player options.
Yeah, which they're all gonna opt out of.
Yeah. They have player options.
$15 million for Naz Reid. Yeah, I don't think so.
So you got guys that are gonna opt out, and then they got the whole new ownership and all those different things. They got to get somebody to go with this guy. Because it's going to end like this all the time. And so, I mean, when you look at how the Oklahoma City Thunder, they have secondary ball handlers, but they got a guy who, when you talk about, he'll take 30 to get 40. Mm-hmm. It don't matter because he understands how this team is built. Okay, we'll get a stop. So I can shoot in a volume because I know more likely than not we're going to get stops. And then they're one of the best defensive teams efficiency-wise of all time. I mean, that's not just for this year, like of ever.
Yep.
That five people have been on the court. And then, you know, they're still young. And that's what I was talking about with you know, especially the NBA, when we talk about the greats and titles and everything. They won them so late. Not very many of the great players won championships early, mm-hmm. outside of Kobe, but he has Shaq.
Right, Shaq, exactly.
You know, but yeah. like Jordan and LeBron, in this era
where the salary cap has and the tax and all this stuff has functioned the way that it does now. I know now it's different than it was a few years ago, but for all intents and purposes, like the modern era that we're talking about, you don't win a championship until you're mid to late 20s.
Yeah, that's when most of them are winning
as the lead dog.
Yeah.
And to be fair, SGA is 26, so that's like
exactly
a little early for that window, but still like right in line mm-hmm. with some of those guys. Yeah. It's just normally you have a couple of other guys on your team that are vets and dogs that have been there.
Right.
There ain't anybody on that team that's done anything. I know Caruso was with the 2020 Lakers, but he's still young too. Like, it's one of the youngest teams in the NBA. It's one of the cheapest rosters in the NBA because they're all so young.
It's about to get expensive, boy.
Oh, yeah, it will. It will over time. Yeah. But I also think it's staggered in a way that they're going to be able to at least ride this thing out for a couple of years.
Look at these guys on picks.
But also, who knows? You know what I mean? Right. Like, we're like a month removed from talking about Boston being a rubber stamp back-to-back champion.
Right.
Twisted ankle, you know, torn Achilles tendon, and now they're not even in the conference finals. So, like, I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse too far, or the horse, whatever it is, with the Thunder, because they haven't even won one championship yet. Everyone's talking about dynasties and stuff.
Yeah.
Let them win this one.
Let them win one.
Again, they have to win 4 games out of 7 against whoever it is that they play in the NBA Finals. I think that they probably will, but crazier things have happened than a team this talented not doing it, because injuries can happen at any time. I think that we are kind of in this new era of the NBA where it's going to be quicker amounts of greatness. You're going to see these teams kind of pop up for a year or two and then drop back down. The Thunder do feel like they're built to last a little bit more with the way that they've accumulated a lot of the draft picks, with the way that they've drafted so well, and with the way that they've kind of populated this roster with, obviously, you have the head of the snake. But I think, like, you can draft and trade other guys mm-hmm. that are around him, and whether it's Jalen Williams or Chet Holmgren or whoever you view as the number two. I mean, you can replace like Lou Dort with another guy who plays, you know, who plays defense, which you probably have to do. You can replace Alex Caruso is a really good player, but like you can replace Cason Wallace with another role player who can play a lot of defense. So I think that they're well positioned to be around for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I was going to cut the Braves line. Just came out because it's a doubleheader. Ronald Acuña is not playing the first game. Ozzie will lead off. Let's see. Outfield will be Stuart Fairchild, Eli White, and obviously Michael Harris. And Luke Williams is starting at shortstop.
Well, that's not as fun.
Yeah. Who the hell is Luke Williams?
He's a utility player.
I know. They sound like a damn country music singer, not a damn shortstop.
He sounds like a guy. Well, yeah, it does. The Braves have had a lot of bullpen pitchers that sounded like country singers for the last handful of years.
So that's going to be game one today, Andy.
All right, well, cool.
All right.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Who's the A.J. Smith-Shavers on the mound first, right? Then Sale second. All right, well, cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can scrape that. I mean, look, they scored 0 runs with Ronald Acuña leading off the other day. So
can't get any worse than
how
that.
Much different is it going to be? Yeah.
Goodness gracious, man. But, I mean, tonight's game, the Knicks, they're back at home. We've obviously know that Madison Square Garden has not been a home court advantage for them.
Yeah. The only home court advantages, really, in the playoffs this year
is OKC.
And Indiana.
Yeah.
The Pacers have been really good at home, and the Thunder, I think, have lost one game at home in this playoff run. And they're the two teams that are probably going to play in the finals.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing about these two teams, if they do play in the finals, is this will be the first championship matchup. Thunder-Pacers, if the Pacers win tonight. First championship matchup in the luxury tax era where both teams are not in the luxury
tax. Really?
Yeah. So that's good news
for
the Hawks.
That's good news for the Hawks. Same time.
You can do it.
Jinx.
You can make the finals without going into the tax.
Yeah.
If you draft impeccably.
There it is right
there.
For years. Yeah, if you just keep hitting on it and making the right moves.
And over and over again.
Yeah, like you can't have an off year of moves.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta find a way to entice guys like a Siakam to come to your town, knowing that, you know what, I might not resign here, but you gotta take that risk.
I love it. I love when they do
that.
When's
the last time you took a risk?
Me?
They.
Oh. last time I took a risk? Last time the Hawks took a risk?
Yes. Jante? You think Jante?
Yeah, it's a risk. They give up a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The draft picks to get DeJounte.
Yeah, they did.
That didn't go great.
Yeah. Risk averse?
Pretty risk averse.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. I was going to say drafting Trey.
Trading Trey for Luka?
Yeah.
That was pretty risky. Yeah. That was pretty risky. So those didn't go good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.